Are you familiar with the expression ante, E-N-T-Y? I don't think it's current here.
Well, I don't know ante.
In some sections, people tack it on to the end of something as sort of a question, like, you are going, ante.
No, I never heard that.
I hadn't either. Do you do this often? Yes, I
do.
And yes, he
did.
Okay. Of the present tense. Yes, he
does.
Okay. If you want to know if a person does something, you'd ask him,
did you do it?
Okay. And how about the present tense?
Are you doing it, I guess?
Yeah. How about does? Would you ever say, does he do it?
Asking you, does he do it? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. And the answer might be, yes, he
does.
Okay. Does he care? No, he
doesn't.
Okay. If somebody expresses an opinion that's different from yours and you find it hard to believe, you might say, oh, you don't really think so.
Well, yes, I would.
Okay. And there's something, there's a question you might tack on to that. You don't really think so.
Do you? Uh-huh. See what you get.
Okay. Now, let's see. I was talking. He was
talking.
And you
were talking.
Okay. Are you thinking about that? Yes, ever since this morning. I
have thought of it.
Okay, or I have been
thinking of it. Yeah.
Okay. You wonder what possesses someone to do something. You might say, I wonder what him do that.
I made him.
Okay. I don't think he did that, but some people
do.
Okay. Or some people what he did.
Think he did.
Who says he did it? They.
Say.
Okay. What do you call the building that a person lives in? This is your what?
Home.
Okay. And what's the word for the building itself that a person lives in?
Residence.
Okay. Or it's
dwelling.
Yeah, well, there's another word, simple as it can be, beginning with an N.
House?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. If you had one house and you bought another one, then you'd have two
houses.
What's the largest outbuilding on a farm?
The barn.
Okay.
Ordinary.
Would you describe a barn for me?
The barn is just really about four walls and a roof and some stalls in it, and a loft over here.
Is there much farming here in Elba?
Quite a lot, yes.
What kind of farming?
Well, it's changing. It's going rapidly to livestock and grazing. Cover crops, they don't have much row cropping anymore.
That's,
for instance, we took notion we wanted to send some cotton bowls to our little grandson up in Ohio to take the kindergarten with him. And I guess I rode 25 miles with a friend Sunday afternoon. We weren't looking for cotton fields. If we found one, we didn't see the first cotton field on the side of the road. I had to go off on a different road to even find a cotton field. Well, it used to be you couldn't get out of town. Folks even planted cotton in the garden sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
What do most people in Elberton do for a living?
Well, this is basically, it's still agricultural county, but the granite business, monument business is the main business. They claim that they make more granite markers, monuments in the Elberton area than made any other city in the world.
For goodness sake.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
Well, does that employ a lot of people then, the monument
yes.
business?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Let's see, what do you call a building for storing corn?
Crib.
And what's the upper part of a barn called?
Loft.
Okay. Might anything be stored in a loft besides hay?
Oh, yes, well, ordinarily that's what it is, though. It's plenty of room. Of course, put anything up there you wanted to, but getting it up there is sort of troublesome.
Well, what else have you seen stored in a loft besides hay?